We continue now with Elton John, 1974. The Bitch Is Back, from Elton's seventh platinum album, Caribou. Bernie Taupin talked about controversial songs.
I can't even go into the criticism we've gone through on it, and accusations. I mean, I've been called anti-Semitic, anti-women, I mean, everything. I mean, I was most upset when they said that our songs were anti-women, because, I mean, like, I couldn't believe that. I mean, because I think they're far from it, you know. A lot of the songs that I write about women are about women that are, I suppose, meant to be undesirable, you know. But I find them fascinating. I mean, I think they're great. They're much more interesting than some normal plain Jane on the street.
In November 1974, Elton John recorded another song about a controversial lady. This one created by the Beatles. The result was his second number one million seller.
Marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A a girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl. Marshmallow pie. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers. They grow so incredibly high.
Elton and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. The record featured the reggae guitars of Dr. Winston Oboogie. We know him better as John Lennon. The next year, Elton made his first motion picture. He talks about his role as the pinball wizard in Tommy.
There was a certain amount of acting involved because I had to pull nasty faces and things. It was a very nice way to be introduced into sort of making a movie because, A, it's Ken Russell, who I've always admired. B, it's nice to work with The Who and Pete Townsend, and I get to sing one of the best songs in the film, and one of the best rock and roll songs ever written anyway.
Elton John and Pinball Wizard from the original soundtrack of Tommy. It was a hit, although it was never released as a single. Once again, Bernie Taupin.
I'm quite honest about the fact that I think a lot of people don't even listen to the words. I'm sure 50% of the people, you know, people don't buy a record because the words are good, you know, or the words sound nice. They buy it because, as the old thing, melody, you know, or it's got a good beat, you know, I can dance to that one.
Next, Elton John's biggest dance hit, when we continue. The story of Elton John continues with a song dedicated to tennis pro Billie Jean King and the soulful sounds of Philadelphia.
Some people choose the city. Some of them
In 1975, Philadelphia Freedom became Elton John's biggest hit up to that time and his fourth number one record. Later that year, Elton began working on a history-making album, again with Bernie Taupin.
Elton and I had never done a concept album, and we, you know, we had a lot of talks about what we should do, and we had a million ideas, and I remember just, I went home one night, and then all of a sudden, I just thought it'd be great to do an album based on us. Like, from the time we met to the time we made Empty Sky, which was our first, very first album. And so I was just sitting there, and then all of a sudden I just came up with the idea of Captain Fantastic and the Brown Duck Cowboy. It sounded nice to me. And I started writing some songs, you know, based on those years.
When I think of those East End lights, muggy nights, the curtains drawn in the little room downstairs. Prima donna, Lord, you really should have been there, sitting like a princess perched in her electric chair. And just one more beer and I don't hear you anymore. We've all gone crazy lately. My friends out there rolling round the basement floor. Ooh. And someone saved my life tonight. Sugar Bear. You did. You nearly had me roped and tied. All about hypnotized sweet freedom whispered in my ear. You're a butterfly, and butterflies are free to fly. Fly away, fly away. Bye. Showers, sit news hanging in my darkest dreams. I'm strangled by a haunted social scene, just a pawn outplayed by a dominating queen. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, damn it.
Elton and Someone Save My Life Tonight from the album Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. In 1975, it became the first album in the history of the recording industry to be shipped platinum. It entered the LP charts at number one. In a moment, the biggest hit from the album Rock of the Westies, when we continue with Elton. We continue now with Elton John.
I see your teeth flash, Jamaican honey so sweet. Down with Lexington, cross borders every street. Oh, she's a big girl, she's standing 6'3". Turning tricks for the dudes in the bed.
Elton and Island Girl, which reached number one in November 1975. The next year, Elton tried something new, singing with British rock star Kiki Dee.
It was just one of those things, you know. Elton had an idea for a song that he thought would be a duet, very simple. And he called me up and he said, you know, how do you feel about it? And I said, well, we'll just try it, see how it works out. It was kind of strange being in a studio in London and Elton teaching me the song at the same time as we did it. You know, it was very spontaneous. It was a lot of fun.
Honey, if I get restless, baby, you're not that kind.
Don't Go Breaking My Heart from Elton John and Kiki Dee. In 1976, it became Elton's biggest hit single to that time. Again, Kiki Dee.
We didn't realize when the record was released that it would be such a big hit. And, you know, it was wonderful. We worked very well. We hit it off really well from the start. You know, I found him very sympathetic. He listens to lots of music, you know, in all different veins, so he's very open-minded. You know, he's got lots of ideas, you know, doing an album on his own, you know, like in Philadelphia or something, you know, like a soul-type album. There's so many things he can do. And he loves to play, obviously.
What am I gonna do to make you love me? What am I gonna do to make you care? What do I do when lightning strikes me? And awake to find that you're not there. What do I do to make you want me? What have I gotta do to be heard? What do I say when it's all over? Sorry seems to be the hardest word. It's sad, so sad, with the sad, sad situation. Why can't we talk it over? Oh, it seems to me that sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Elton and Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word from his 1976 album Blue Moves. We'll continue with Elton John in a moment. We continue now with Elton John. In 1973, during the studio sessions for his album Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Elton recorded what many feel is his all-time classic. Now in its entirety, Funeral for a Friend.
Thank you.
Funeral for a Friend and Love Lies Bleeding from Elton John, rock phenomenon of the 70s. Besides sellout concerts, film and television success, and influence over a generation, Elton John established himself as an incredible record seller. Over 18 million singles and more than 42 million albums were sold in the first 7 years of his career. He was the first artist to have an LP certified platinum when it was released, and the first to reach number one the very same week. Elton both launched and revived careers, so many, in fact, that he started his own record company. As Elvis was to the 50s and the Beatles were to the 60s, Elton John was to the 70s. Superstar, one of the biggest in the history of rock and roll.